With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Elon Musk says tomorrow's election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court is of the utmost importance. And to prove it, he visited Wisconsin over the weekend, rallying in Green Bay and giving away what is, for him, some pocket change.
Elon Musk handing to potential Wisconsin voters who signed the petition decreeing judicial activism million-dollar checks Sunday night, hours after the state Supreme Court rejected an attempt to stop it.
I think this will be important for the future of civilization. It's that significant.
Tuesday's Wisconsin State Supreme Court election will determine the ideological makeup of a court likely to decide key issues like abortion and labor rights in a battleground state. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he's looking into ways he could serve a third term, suggesting that he would be bowing to the will of the American people.
The president told NBC News that he's not joking about exploring ways to overcome the U.S. Constitution, which limits presidents to two terms in office. He talked about it later with reporters aboard Air Force One.
I'm just telling you, I've had more people say, please run again. I said, we have a long way to go before we even think about that.
The 22nd Amendment says no one can be elected president more than twice. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, a heads up for some nasty weather across parts of the country today.
In general, close to around 70 million people that could potentially be impacted by the severe weather as we go over the next couple days.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service says parts of the east could see powerful thunderstorms, bringing heavy rains, possibly hail, and even isolated tornadoes. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 126 points, NASDAQ off 329. This is SRN News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is out with its annual list of global violators.
The list of countries that repress religious liberty includes familiar names such as Burma, China, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, and Saudi Arabia. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom recommends that the State Department designate Afghanistan, India, Nigeria, and Vietnam as violators as well. It also urges the Trump administration to appoint a new ambassador at large for international religious freedom. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Britain's proposed assisted suicide law for the terminally ill could be delayed until 2029 after the next election, casting doubt over the future of the legislation. Lawmakers backed the bill last year, but its implementation date is being pushed back another 2 years. Under the proposed law, mentally competent terminally ill adults with 6 months or less to live would be given the right to end their lives with medical help. This is SRN News. The Elon Musk company Neuralink is looking to trademark the words telepathy and blind sight.
The brain-computer interface company filed applications with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to trademark the terms earlier this month. The applications are for new Neuralink products, including telepathy, which is a brain-computer implant that lets users control devices with thoughts, and blind sight, an implant that hopes to restore vision in the blind. This, as leftists are fired. Firebombing Tesla dealerships, vandalizing Tesla cars, and threatening Tesla drivers. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump's efforts to end the bloodshed in Ukraine have hit a rough patch. Mr. Trump is upset with Russia's Vladimir Putin for some of Putin's statements regarding the credibility of Ukraine's president. President Trump threatens to act by imposing even tougher sanctions on Russia and its oil exports. More details at SRNnews.com.